So those are all the famous people. So now, right.
we've got some Pride 48 birthdays
right,
here.
I was
going to
say,
very,
what about the
very
non-famous yeah. people?
No, these are very famous folks that we have here in the Pride 48 birthday. But I believe Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone is got a birthday coming up here.
Oh, happy birthday!
I don't remember when. But I know it's coming up. And also, this is one for one of the podcasting elders, because he's given so much to the community. He really likes cats. So any kind of thing with cats on it, you know, like shirts. No, well, the card, you want to make sure you fill the card with glitter so that when he opens it, because he's got the arthritis thing, you know, when he opens it, he kind of like it'll spring out. It'll be kind of like a little celebration there. It'll make him feel good. Michael Fine in the chat room is telling me that August 9th is Wesley Stone's birthday. So there you go. You know, you get a twofer birthday there. Send some earbuds. to Wesley Pythagoras.
Now, I do want to say it's not my birthday.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Non-famous people.
No, these are very famous folks that we have here.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1355. Of the BFO44 Radio, the 5th of April 2013, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show. Y'all, believe it or not, I've had a little gin. Big Freddy on a Thursday! Hello, Tangareas, Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well, y'all. I'm going to tell you something. The past 2 days at the coal mine, y'all have just whooped Big Fatty's bohonker. Big Fatty's vulgar. Y'all, I'm poop deck pappy. I am just poop deck pappy. And y'all, I'm recording very late, and I decided I needed to have a little gin. So, y'all, I'm having a little gin, so if I'm a little slurry, not slurry Werbucks, Big Fatty, anyway, that's probably why. Y'all, that is some chicken piccata and a garden salad, yes. Y'all, first of all, let me start off. Y'all, I woke up Thursday morning, and y'all, on the 20, has Big Fatty moved to Walnut Hills? Has he stopped doing his little show too, Big Fatty? And, my morning is ruined, there's no BFO, and y'all, I posted the BFO. Y'all, now, I will say, I was having some, testicle difficulties posting the Thursday show. Y'all, I don't know what was wrong with it. Do it like I do every time, y'all. In the words of a podcasting elder, I hate technology. And y'all, I do it the way I always do it, and it took 100 times longer than it normally does. So y'all, anyway, so I came in, I don't know, and it showed up on the www. The little show was right there. But y'all, the iTurge wasn't catching it. And I don't know why. So y'all, I pinged this and I prodded that. Finally, y'all, I just re-uploaded the audio file, and y'all, it worked just like a charm, And so, mercifully, everybody except for those in the future, received it on time. So y'all, those of you who will receive that little show in the future, y'all, I am so sorry. I am so sorry that the Thursday show was late to you. And especially for those who like to, well, no, y'all, it was there. So the people that like to get it real early, those that like to steal it early, and then listen about 3 or 4 times. Big Fatty, don't tell all the secrets. Anyway, I don't know what was wrong with it, but y'all, that was the first thing. That was the first thing that greeted me when I woke up Thursday morning. Y'all, the second thing that greeted me, y'all, when I go to bed, before I go to bed, I set up the coffee pot, because you know I've got the coffee pot that has the grinds the beans, and so you set time is preset, and you put the beans in, and you put the little cover on that, and you put the basket in, and you put the little filter in that, and you've poured the water in there, and then you put the top on the giraffe that collects the coffee, and you put it under the thing. Well, y'all, I forgot to put the top on the giraffe, and I hear beep, I hear the beans grinding, and I drag myself out of the love chamber. And, y'all, I do my morning ablutions and have my constitution and everything, and I come into the kitchen, and I get my volcano mug, and, y'all, I go over to the coffee pot, and the coffee's all over the cabinet, and I'm like, shit. And y'all, I'm going, what's wrong? Y'all, I'd forgotten to put the top on the giraffe. And so it just went everywhere. And y'all, I don't know. So I had to start all over. So that was how my Thursday started. So anyway, it was not a grand day. Y'all, I wore the new glasses. Wore the new glasses all day on Thursday. And y'all, they fit. They fit fine. They work fine. They're a little bit different because they're a little bit thinner. So I've got there's still a small learning curve there to get used to them. But y'all, they fit on my head a little bit more, so they're a little tighter. So I'm noticing that, and it's I've taken them off, and you can just tell that there's more pressure. There's more pressure there. It's not like it's uncomfortable or anything. Y'all, it was a long day. Long day at the coal mine. Had to stay late, and I'm very late recording this, and that's why I'm having a gin. And speaking of having a gin, one moment, please. Trademark Vera Charles. Although she doesn't like the gin. No, Big Fatty, she does not. But anyway, and... But y'all, there were lots of comments over there at the BFO. I tell you what, the people are queuing up for that $1,000 prize. Big Fatty, it's not $1,000. Oh, the prize. You know, you've got until May the 1st to comment over there at the BFO. Keep Miss Bacon busy, you know. And y'all, that Hat M, y'all, he has returned. He has returned. And that's just lovely. And speaking of just lovely, y'all, later today at noon Eastern Daylight Time, y'all, Big Fatty is going to post a picture. I'm going to post a picture of Big Fatty wearing his new glasses, it's just lovely, Big Fatty. I've seen it. It's just lovely.
Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, they're not just fucking on the 4th. Big Fatty, it's Volga. Y'all, they're also fucking on the 5th and the 6th as well, because y'all, on today, Friday, the 5th of April, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it was ruined earlier in the week, by Miss Bacon, but y'all, today, the 5th of, April, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Of the one and only Romo, y'all, he is over there at the Pod Cubs. You know, he's there with Baloo and Misha, Big Fatty, you are drunk already. Mr. Michigan Leather, Dave, and they do the Pod Cubs, our little show. And y'all, but that is not the only celebration of exiting the birth canal we have to deal with, because we've got the weekend to look at, because y'all... on Saturday. Saturday, y'all, I'm going to tell you something, Spin. It's appropriate that I am having a little gin because, y'all, this person always makes sure Big Fatty has a little gin in his hand. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, this person makes sure Big Fatty has a little gin in his hand. Y'all, it is from out there in the Bay Area, the San Franciscos. So nice to name you twice. Y'all, it is Aunt. Aunt is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal on Saturday. And Big Fatty, that's just lovely. But y'all, oh, Big Fatty, what is that? Oh, y'all, that sound can only mean one thing. Y'all, on Sunday the 7th, y'all, it is the countdown, the one-month countdown. To the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the one and only the Vaj. Yo, yo, yo! Big Fatty, that's a month away! But, y'all, anyway, we'll stick with the present, y'all, because right now we need to send out celebration of exiting the birth canal for a Robo today and Aunt Tamari. Big Fatty, do you think there may be some sort of booze-filled cake? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, there are a couple of spot Big Fatties I didn't get to the other day. Y'all, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty. In honor of World French Language Day, his Big Fatty in the 1920s with his friend Poodle at a casual French sidewalk bistro. Y'all, I gotta get closer to that. And... Big Fatty, I love that hat you had on. I'll never forget that day. It was just lovely. And then y'all, Mike, up there in the Squamish, B.C., he spotted Big Fatty getting ready for Easter. And y'all, he's dressed like the Easter Bunny. Big Fatty, you've never looked prettier with your little pink ears. And y'all, also that Miss Beaver, Kim... Kim Beaver over at the lodge, she spotted Big Fatty shopping for the famous, most regular gentleman caller, the Von Zees. Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin and still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
I do not know why that game just makes me want to trip old people and slap little, what? I don't want to say babies because that's so mean. But anyway, I don't know why that game makes me feel that way. I just hate it. And Labor Day barbecue, and you got 25,000 points. But mostly this message goes out to Larry Dean. Larry Dean, I'm not going to play. I'm sorry. I can't. I hate it. Big Fatty, help me stop.
Yeah. Y'all, that is Miss Bacon. And y'all, she is referring to a new game that Big Fatty is playing on the iPhone. Now, y'all, it is the what's the phrase? WTP, not WTF. Big Fatty. Phrase is spelled with a P, not an F. Big Fatty Volga. But y'all, y'all, it's like the Wheel of Fortune. Y'all, I don't know why she hates it, but y'all, she's kicking my ass. But Lurie Dean, do not be discouraged by that message you just received. I think you should call in and sweet talk and giggle your way into a game with Miss Bacon. I know she will succumb. She will succumb to the dulcet tones of Lurie Wallbuck's if you ask nicely. So I think you should do that. So, y'all, if you want to play Big Fatty Online, on the What the Fuck, Big Fatty, it's phrase, not fuck. If you want to play on What the Phrase, y'all, it's Big Fatty Online. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And y'all, as much as Miss Bacon, hates it, she's kicking my ass. But anyway, and y'all, as is always the case with Miss Bacon, she called back.
You know, if I have to do dishes, I'm going to have to put shoes on, and my feet hurt, and my toe really hurts. So would you put a Band-Aid on my toe for me and some salve?
You know, as exciting as that sounds, I'm going to have to say no, due to the fact that you sent me numerous pictures of your toe. And at this point, I have no desire to mend, fix, or touch that toe.
Well, that's not very nice, because I sent them to Toppy, and Toppy would probably do it for me. As a matter of fact, Sassy would probably do it for me. So,
there you go.
Seriously? Do you know how bad it hurts?
Yeah, gonna have to pass.
Yeah, y'all, I got nothing. I got nothing. Miss Bacon called the BFO to talk to somebody else about her, how much her toe hurt. And she said that Toppy Smelly would put a Band-Aid on her toe. And y'all, we just happen to have a direct connection to Toppy Smelly here. And Toppy, is it true that you would put a Band-Aid and some medicated salve on Miss Bacon's toe? Is that correct?
Yep. Yep.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Tom White. I was got a face my book text flashing from Timmy Sims to call you, and shortly after I had already called, but anyway, he said for me to call, and I just wanted to say, hey, hope you have a wonderful weekend, send out my love to both you and Timmy Sims, so take care. Bye.
Big Fatty, that's just lovely. We heard from the Kyle and the Hawaiians twice this week, y'all. Let me tell you something, you know, Big Fatty is 56 years old, y'all, but there's nothing that Big Fatty would love more than being the meat in a Timmy Sims and Kyle in the Hawaiian sandwich. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all, the only problem is I don't know which one I'd want to, I'd be the meat and I'd lay on my back and have the two slices of bread on their sides and let them kind of fall over onto Big Fatty and just, oh, Big Fatty, oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, the time is up. Dear Gussie, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Adam Burns and Daniel Biba. Y'all, they were talking about the Pride 48 birthdays, and y'all, we've got the countdown clock going, and y'all, so you've got 1 month, and y'all, I'm gonna give you Big Fatty's recommendation for gifts to send to P.O. Box 561 Walnut Hills, California 91365. Y'all, send us some Apple Store gift cards. Daniel, what do you think of that idea of those gift cards?
Non-famous people.
No, these are very famous folks that we have here.
And famous folks use the Apple computers.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.